This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's an old and utterly unverifiable story about a certain speechwriter who worked for the President of the United States. Now, the story is old enough that no one is even sure which president the speechwriter worked for, but the specific details don't really matter. The story goes that in order to impress women, the speechwriter would ask them a question about themselves, like, what is your favorite flower, who is your favorite poet, that sort of thing, and then tell them to listen to the next presidential address. I can get the President of the United States to say the name of your favorite flower or whatever, and when you hear him say it, it'll be like I'm talking to you through the most powerful man on earth. That's what he'd say to them, and no one can say for sure whether this tactic worked with the ladies, but presidents do give an awful lot of speeches every week, and if you're a clever enough speechwriter, you can probably get the president to say the word rhododendron or mention Samuel Taylor Coleridge, so maybe. Recently, during the broadcast of Showtime's popular thriller series Homeland, Arabic speakers were treated to a similar bit of buried code. As the star of the show, Claire Danes, walks through what is supposed to be a Syrian refugee camp, she passes a wall of graffiti in Arabic script. What she didn't know, what no one on the set of Homeland knew apparently, was what that bit of graffiti really meant. Homeland is racist, is what it meant. And in another scene, another piece of graffiti said, when translated from the Arabic, Homeland is a joke. And later, another piece of Arabic graffiti, this show does not represent the views of the artists. No one noticed this until the show was broadcast for the first time. Here's how it happened. The set decorators, it seems, had hired a collection of Muslim street artists to dress up the set. The series is filmed in Berlin with authentic-looking graffiti, and the artists, like the presidential speechwriter of myth, took this opportunity to send a message of their own. They're not crazy about the show Homeland. They think it depicts a skewed and stereotyped caricature of the Arab world, and they effectively planted that critique on the set of the show itself. Now, it's remarkable how much scrutiny a TV series is subjected to. The scripts are read and reread by a small army of executives who pepper the writers and producers with suggestions and questions and all sorts of help. And when they're done, the lawyers step in. The scripts are treated to an almost forensic legal exam with each line of dialogue and story twist examined for their potential to lead to an expensive lawsuit. And it doesn't stop with the writing. When that's done, they move on to the actual sets. Before a series is shot, we call this the walkthrough, and that's exactly what it is. A half dozen or so humorless lawyers in colorless outfits walk through the sets with pursed and dour expressions, asking for certain visible brand names to be obscured or for labels to be painted over. But see, that's only for permanent sets on a studio lot. Location sets, like the Syrian refugee camp on Homeland, just get shot. Schedules are tight, time is money, you get the idea. But that no one on the set, no one who saw the footage later, no one involved with the program at all could read the graffiti. That is, no one associated with the show Homeland, a program that deals exclusively with the Middle East, terrorism, and the Arabic-speaking world, could actually, you know, read Arabic, suggests that the young artists may have a point. And, of course, it all makes me glad that I mostly concern myself with comedy. Nobody plants messages in a comedy script. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will fail at the box office. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.